It's a conversation heard in every honky-tonk bar in America. The pinnacle of BS you have with your buddies. Conversations so outlandish and absurd that the honky-tonk bars all around America are the only places where these conversations can be had with a pure lack of any political correctness.
But that don't change the truth, none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
That's right. It's time for the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Here are your hosts, producer Raven and Odie Coyote.
What's going on, everybody? It's the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote and producer Raven in the studio. Producer Raven, how you doing?
Doing good.
Fantastic. We got some good news to share from Colt Ford. Apparently his heart's doing better. And he is excited to think about even maybe getting back on the road. We're going to talk about that. And you guys know that we love you so very much because apparently we can't stop talking about how Luke Bryan can't stop stumbling off the stage. I'm pretty sure he stumbled like in December off the stage. Luke, you got to control your butt. But we're going to talk all about it, you know. Feels like, you know, because we love you guys, we're going to talk about Luke Bryan's butt and how he can't stay on stage. just kidding. I mean, not kidding about the story, but just kidding how we like to pick fun on Luke Bryan. We love him. And also, how about this? How many famous country songs crossed over into other genres? Can you guys think of them all? Because there's at least a dozen or so that I could probably rattle off somewhere in my mind. But it's all coming up. You guys keep it clicked. We got a whole lot more coming up this hour on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. It's the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote with producer Raven. Got some news for you guys today. Country rap star Colt Ford, was real name is Jason Ferris Brown, spoke out for the first time after being hospitalized following a heart attack. In a video shared on Instagram, Ford expressed gratitude for the friends and fans whose support has been through this challenging time. He acknowledged that he has a long road ahead of him, but Eddie promised that he would return, even though it might not be this year. Ford emphasized in the importance of taking care of oneself and expressed love for his family and fiance, Megan. On April 4th, Ford suffered a heart attack after performing at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row venue in Gilbert, Arizona. He was taken to an ICU at Banner Desert Medical Center. According to a representative, his condition has been steadily improving in a positive direction. Ford's fiance Megan also shared updates on Instagram, revealing that he had gone into cardiac arrest and later suffered a heart attack again. So, our best wishes to Colt Ford and this amazing recovery that he's, you know, getting ready to have. We, of course, send our heartfelt prayers and best wishes to him and his family. Well, Luke Bryan done it again. He shaked his butt right off the stage. Luke Bryan, the beloved country music star known for his lively performances, recently took a tumble during one of his shows in Vancouver. But true to his spirited nature, he handled it in the classic Luke Bryan style. As the saying goes, the show must go on. And it certainly did at the concert. Bryan slipped almost like a banana peel moment for a video game or cartoon. But it wasn't just any slip. His foot appeared to land on a cell phone that a fan had thrown onto the stage in hopes of capturing a picture with the superstar. TMZ later clarified that Bryan didn't slip on the phone itself, but rather landed on it after the initial stumble. Despite the momentary concern for his well-being, most attendees found humor in the situation. Bryan quickly recovered and asked if anyone in the crowd had caught the fall on video. Ever the showman, he then retrieved a fan's phone with the footage and displayed it on the big screen for everyone to relive. So, as I said, this isn't the first time Bryan has taken a spill on stage, and it likely won't be the last, even at 47 years old. Wow, is he that old? Holy cow, I did not really realize he was that old. He continues to bring his A game to performances. According to Luke Bryan's show, is akin to being at a bar where dancing on the bar tops is encouraged. Anything can happen. And Bryan proves it time and again. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Bar Talk Happy Hour. If you got something you want to hear tonight, give us a shout on bartalkhappyhour.com. And thanks again to our syndicate radio stations for airing the show each week. If you want your station to air the show, make sure you hit them up and tell them, play Bar Talk Happy Hour. We'd love to have more shows added on. All right, guys, that's going to do it for the news segment, but don't worry, we got a lot more coming on, including how many country crossovers can you think of? We got our list coming up here in just a little bit, along with your country concerts on the way, keeping it clicked right here to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Bar Talk Happy Hour, Odie Cowdy and producer Raven back with you. With our feature subject this week, you guys are probably going to have a lot to chime in on this one, so feel free to do so at bartalkhappyhour.com. We'd love to hear your comments and feedback and send feedback, of course, to your local station. We'd love to have them know as well what you guys find the most appealing about this story. And here it is. Famous country covers of already popular songs from other genres. So when an artist covers a song that's already popular, they always run the risk of facing criticism. But in these 10 cases, y'all, country artists were able to take successful songs from other genres and make them their own. So here we go. Producer Raven's helping me produce today, and I need my mouse back. So here we go. So I think that, you know, cover songs can sometimes breathe new life into that, you know, long been resting on the shelf or give a new spin on a current hit. So check out this. Luke Combs, Fast Car. Originally by Tracy Chapman, it was a crossover hit, not only going to number one in country, but also becoming a hit in contemporary radio. That's well known. I don't know. Did you know that the Luke Combs was not his original, that was actually a classic song?
I did not.
Called Fast Car? I could tell when I got the lyrics of it, and he talks about, you know, getting a job at the gas station, right? And how he's going to get a promotion and they're going to leave. Like, it doesn't sound like a song I've ever heard from Luke Combs. And it's a risky song, too. Like, those type of songs can be really challenging. And then, you know, he's taking care of his dad, who's an alcoholic. And then his mom, you know, their mom left, right? So those songs can be really tricky to handle on country. But it fits so well. It was really good. So coming up next, I'm going to say Dixie Chicks, but it's The Chicks, I guess, called Landslide. Of course, you guys probably knew that one by Fleetwood Mac. So in 2002, The Chicks put another album called Home, and it went to number one on the adult contemporary charts. A week following the number one claim, Natalie Maines made her public comments about George Bush, and 2 weeks later, it was nowhere to be found on any chart. Thank you, producer Raven, for bringing that one to my lovely attention, because I love ratting on the Chicks. I cannot let them live that down. I know it was in 2002, but you don't go overseas and you don't talk crap about America. Certainly not overseas. Say it to our face. I cannot get over it. I can't do it. So moving on, though, Johnny Cash, Hurt. I don't know if you knew that was a cover. So originally, Nine Inch Nails, Hurt, was no longer their song. That Cash had done it so well that it was now a Johnny Cash song. What do you think about that? That was a Nine Inch Nails song. So your genre, your cup of tea. Right?
Right.
And I know about time here. I just want to point it out right now. We have everything time, but I know what I'm doing here. So I know I'm going to go over here a little bit. It's okay.
It's okay.
Dwight Yoakam, Purple Rain. You don't even have to, you know, Purple Rain, come on. Everyone knows that, you know, by Prince. Many have tried to tackle the song, including Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, Stevie Wonder, even Chris Stapleton. But the Yoakman version made it onto his 2016 album. Now, the late Toby Keith, I'm So Happy I Can't Stop Crying. I didn't know this. I didn't know that was originally another song. And it was originally done by Sting. I guess I'm not a big fan of Sting, so, you know, that's that. But anyway.
Surprise.
Yeah, it's surprise. pause that. Originally by Sting, and recorded and released by Sting in 1996, the song wasn't a massive success for him until he teamed up with Toby Keith. Toby made it popular. Toby makes everything better.
I guess so.
Yep. Red Solo Cup. It's all you need.
Oh, I remember that concert.
Oh, yeah. We went to see Toby, and it was good. And we got the giant inflatable solo cup. Yes. Yes. On his Built Ford Tough tour. That was great.
Oh. I remember you're like, what is that? I go, it's a solo cup.
Yes, Red Solo Cup. Yeah, it was great. y'all, what's your favorite crossover song? What's a song that was popular by another genre outside of country music that a country artist then made popular? I'm not going to lie. For me, I think it was Bucky Currington when he did Gotta Be Somebody, the Nickelback.
I personally like the Nickelback version.
I do too, but I gotta admit, it sounded pretty good as a country artist.
Just like
a country
album. I like the Aerosmith version.
Oh yeah, I don't want to miss a thing.
I don't miss a thing.
Yep, and Mark Chestnut did that, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all are gonna have to make sure I'm right because I literally am saying those last couple artists off the cuff, so I don't have any Google in front of me that's telling me the right answer. So I'm just totally going from memory. We're gonna see how good my country music knowledge is now. Cause I guarantee there's gonna be people who are gonna reach out. You know you're an idiot, right? That's not Mark Chestnut. That was I'm pretty sure it was Mark Chestnut though, who did that. Now I'm gonna have to go Google it. Thanks, y'all. Thanks, Producer Raven. We're going to be right back, y'all. We got country concerts and a whole lot more coming up right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Raven, you want to say it one more time? We got a whole lot more coming up here on
the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
The Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote back with you guys one more time for concerts. Let's go check them out. How about on May 10th, you can decide if you want to go see Luke Combs in San Antonio, Texas, or also happening on the 10th, you can go see Parker McCollum in Ledyard, Connecticut. Tough choices, both good acts. But, you don't have to choose. If you're anywhere near White Bear Township in Pennsylvania, you can go see Tim McGraw on May 11th. So, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Oney Cowdy, along with Producer Raven. We want to thank you, all of our listeners. Thank you so much every week for tuning in to the show. We really could not do this thing without you guys. And, for real. You, along with the stations who air us each week, make sure if you missed any part of the show, get on to bartalkhappyhour.com. You can listen to this show and the past 30 days' shows for free on demand on our website. Now, if you just want to hear the talking parts, if you just like the news and all of that, forever, for as many shows as we do, we have our podcast called The Bar Talk Happy Hour. Get it on Apple. Get it on Google. On the YouTube right there. On Spotify. Yeah, you can listen to us pretty much everywhere. So get to the podcast. Subscribe today. Thank you so much again to our syndicate stations for airing us each week. Thanks to everyone who tunes in. If you want to hear this station or this show on your favorite station, tell them about us. Just send them the link, bartalkhappyhour.com/air. And we'd love to get some more stations lined up to air this great show each week. Well, Producer Raven's here beside me. I'm not going to make her talk, but what a cool few weeks it's been, y'all, since we actually launched this thing. Just real quick, wanted to mention that because it's not every day that you get a show like ours. And by the way, just to share, the podcast alone has over 1,000 views every single week, and we just launched. How incredible is that? We get 1,000 streams of our podcast alone every single week. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It really means a lot to us to see a show that we've been running locally on a radio station for so long to now bring it out to the whole world in such a way that we've done it. To have it do this well so soon is just amazing and a blessing. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Thank you for listening to the preceding broadcast of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The broadcast is copyrighted and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted in any way without the express written permission from the show creator. For comments and questions, please contact us online, bartalkhappyhour.com.